Roto Grinders presents your first word in daily fantasy sports. Let's go! The Morning Grind. Stevie, TPFL, and company are here to jumpstart your analysis on today's DFS slate. Let's go! Without further ado, here's your host, Stephen Young.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's August 21st, it's 2017, and it is Monday, so that means the Siege and I are back. How you doing, buddy?
You run like a god, you know that?
Are you still tilted about Friday? Not coming on the pod, you know, talking crap to me. It was just karma that beat you on Friday. I didn't even have to pick a team. I knew I was going to win.
I mean, I did get destroyed by karma, and I still should have won.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. Karma's a bitch, and, you know, Stevie runs good.
Stevie runs like God. Let's make that really clear.
We got 8 baseball games here on today's slate. 7 on DraftKings, 8 on FanDuel.
9 on PlayDraft.
What's that? 9, right?
9 on PlayDraft.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of different slates. We're not going to talk about the 5 o'clock game. Really need to pay attention to what Kevin Roth has to say about that Minnesota game anyway, because there's weather concerns on early forecast sites for that game. So we'll kind of have to see how this plays out. DraftKings, you don't have to worry about it. You know, neither of the doubleheader games are on there. We'll talk about the late game.
Good job, DraftKings.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely easier when it's that way. There's definitely an edge to it on FanDuel too, if you think about it. You know, not going to have lineups right before lock. You know, it's
but you don't know what happens if they rain out the first game, or do they play the first game and then rain out the second game? Good luck knowing that through tweets. Have fun with that nonsense.
Yeah, you know,
that'll make a huge difference, right? If they technically rain out the first game and play the second game, then it'll be on the FanDuel slate. If they cancel the second game and play the first game, you'll get zeros. Good luck with that. Have fun.
That's what I'm saying. There's an edge to it, right?
Sounds like hell.
You talked about PlayDraft. If you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there and check them out. It's PlayDraft.com. I did a bunch of drafts this weekend. You know, I joined a bunch before I left to go to Tennessee. So I got a bunch of best balls rolling right now. Maybe we'll get a listener best ball league going here on Monday. So make sure you guys are following me over there at Stevie TPFL, and I'll do that draft today. We'll do like a 10 or 12 man. I'm feeling a lot better about football now that it's getting closer and closer, and there's no NASCAR this weekend, so I'm just going to be pounding NFL this weekend.
There's no NASCAR this weekend.
No, they're off. They're always off the weekend before Labor Day.
Oh, what am I going to do this weekend?
You're going to get ready for football.
Oh, that's good. Maybe I'll actually get around to shooting all those division previews for the package that I have sitting on my computer ready to shoot.
There you go. All right, we're going to get started on this 8-game slate. Yes, it is kind of a snoozer for a Monday, but you know, there's always money to be made. So we're going to do the best we can to kind of pinpoint some spots, and we're going to start with a game that's kind of interesting. We have Oakland at Baltimore. Chris Smith against Abaldo Jimenez, 10.5 total here. Baltimore, a huge favorite at 153 and a 5.81 team total here. Guessing you're not really liking Chris Smith.
Game stack.
Yeah, it kind of screams that, right?
Oh, it absolutely screams it. Like, hey, maybe people will play Abaldo. He just put up 40 against this team a few days ago, 40 FanDuel points. You know, against Ubaldo, you can run, and this team has some speed and some power. I like Oakland. I love Baltimore. Like, both these pitchers are just pure trash, and we should stack against them every time.
Yeah. The thing is, like, a lot of the power from Baltimore comes from the right side. Chris Smith, 364, you know, wOBA against righties, 38% hard contact. Like, he's given up 8 home runs to righties in 21.2 innings. That's not good.
No. That's the opposite of good.
All right, let's talk some bats. You said game stack. We'll start with Oakland. What's standing out to you here against our best friend, Abaldo?
Semien, Crush, Healy, Chapman, Olsen, Joyce.
Chapman. Lowry. Chapman continues, man. 310 ISO against righty since being called up.
Is he still free everywhere?
They finally raised his price before I went out on, you know, to the track this past weekend. So I don't.
Oh, he's 2,900. Ooh, I'm so scared.
It's a massive price against Abaldo.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, DraftKings thinks it's Wade Miley, so the pricing is for Wade Miley.
So Matt Olson's probably free then, because it would have been a lefty-lefty matchup.
No, he's 3,600.
Okay. Chris Davis, Olson, Chapman, all over 300 ISOs against right-handed pitching this season. Shifting gears, looking at Baltimore. Beckham, Machado, Scope, Mancini, maybe possibly Jones and Trumbo and Chris Davis?
Yeah, that kid that called up too, if he cracks the lineup, he's still free everywhere, I'm sure. Because he has to stay on the 40-man all year, or on the 25-man all year, because he's a real five. Santander, he's 2,800. He's not ready, but he's got massive power.
Yeah, I played him on Friday. He was min salary on FanDuel. Made everything work.
Yeah, I played him on draft, I think, on Friday at min salary. And by the way, it's actually Wade Miley.
Is Miley pitching?
It is Wade Miley.
I think that's even better, right? Like, Ryan Healy becomes a stud.
Yeah. I have less interest in the stack, probably, to be honest, against Wade Miley.
I think I would actually agree with that. Like, you know, Healy, Semien and Davis?
Davis isn't as good against lefties, and he's always popular. I don't know if I really want to do that.
His price is 4,600, too.
Yeah, like, in that tier, I think I would play – I probably would play Thames for Stratton first, even though that ballpark is pathetic.
Yeah, just, you know, using really quick, because I had research for Ubaldo, I've just pulled up PlateIQ and I switched it to Wade Miley. Ryan Healy profiles really well, 304 ISO, 433 WOBA. Nobody else on this team has an ISO over 200 against left-handed pitching this season.
Yeah, I definitely like the Healy one-off more than I do the stack, and that makes me like the Baltimore side a lot more, the stack.
Yeah, I'm with you. And it's the same guys we talked about. I really like Scope and Mancini here. Mancini's one of my favorite plays on the slate.
Yeah, for sure.
We talked about Chris Smith giving up home runs to righties. He's kind of a reverse hitter. So, you know, that's something you definitely want to, you know, target here on the slate.
I'm excited for the listeners to like tweet us tomorrow, like, oh, it's not Ubaldo, it's Wade Miley. Keep listening, listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. If they tweet us right when they get started on this game.
They're totally going to, too. I already know it. It's too funny.
Now they're just going to do it just to troll us. So
that's fine. Yeah. We love you guys, too.
love our MG guys. Dodgers, Pirates, Alex Wood against Garrett Cole. 8.5 total here. I've totally, like, you know, turned tables on Alex Wood this season. You know, at the beginning of the season, I hated him. I kind of worry here. He's expensive, and he's facing a very, very right-handed heavy offense.
He doesn't throw any pitches anymore. They put him into, like, we are just going to put you into, like, a
– we need you to stay healthy until the playoffs.
Yeah. Pitches the last three starts, 79, 88, 87.
What's funny is this is what we warned everyone about, you know, a month and a half ago, and now it's really, really happening. And – like, that's just okay.
I mean, it was even happening before that, though. Like if you look at this, like, here's his last 10. 79, 88, 87, 99, 100, 80, 85, 94, 98, 89. It's not like this guy was going out there and throwing, you know, all these innings. Like, that takes you back to mid-June. Like, he just happened to be, like, insanely efficient, giving up, like, zero hits and zero runs. So it was working.
You know, another thing to note as well, they just placed Darvish on the DL over the weekend. So now they have Kershaw and Darvish both down. Like, they need to keep the rest of the staff healthy. They're cruising to the playoffs. Let's just be honest. They're going to be the number one seed. But they need these guys to stay healthy. Rich Hill, Alex Wood.
Yeah. I kind of sneak – you know, we haven't gotten to this side yet, but I love the Dodger stack here.
Against Cole? I wonder why.
Because Cole is awful against left-handed batters. And if you remember, the Pirates, they had a home series this weekend, but it really wasn't a home series. They traveled to Williamsport for that Sunday night game, yep. Which, by the way, was amazing to watch. Like, congratulations, Major League Baseball. You hit that one out of the park. But, you know, met the players, had commitments all day, even after the game. They're not going to get out till late. Even if it's a short drive or flight, it still matters, right? You know, if you don't get in till 2 or 3 in the morning, it's kind of like a road trip. So but Cole, you know, is bad against lefties. I love the spot for the Dodgers. Seager, Granderson, Grandal, Gonzo. Hopefully Dellinger makes his return here.
Cole gives up a lot of home runs to lefties too. You know, that's definitely something we want to note. Not the greatest ballpark in the world.
It's better for left-handed power than you think, though. It's like it's dead average.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, man.
Sorry.
And by the way, this is an excellent Grandal spot. Obviously, we talk about it like all the time, but anytime he faces a hard throwing righty, Gerrit Cole averages 96 miles an hour. Grandal is a guy that mashes high fastballs, high velocity fastballs. It's a great spot for him.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm like a broken record when it comes to that, but it's what it is. Really quick, going back to Alex Wood, are you playing him here? You fading him?
Absolute fade.
Okay.
Like, I think this team doesn't strike out.
Yeah. Projected starters have a 16% K rate against left-handed pitching. Two guys, Marte and Freeze, the only two guys with a K rate over 20%, and Marte has 46 at-bats.
So what are you going to do with Andrew McCutchen here?
I'm going to keep playing him against lefties.
Oh, my God. Have you seen his price?
Is it really high or really low?
Lock.
Yeah.
He's not 5,000. He's not 4,000. He's 3,800.
Like, we could play a game where I say there's a guy today with a 489 ISO and a 523 WOBA against the handiness of the pitcher he's facing. And I would guess 1 out of 10 people might say McCutchen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, this is...
He's got a walk rate of 18% to go with a 13% K rate. Like...
I'm glad you're finally on the McCutchen against lefties train.
I've hopped on, like, the last 2 weeks. It's been a fun journey, Stevie.
I remember you arguing this with me after I finally hopped on, like, realizing, like, how good his numbers were.
I just said regression. I mean, it's 489 ISO, like, regression alert, but...
Hey, you know, we're getting into the territory. Like, what do they say? 150 at bats. You know, your ISO starts to level. Like, he's at 110. You know, he's getting there.
I mean, he's gonna run out of time before these numbers can get too bad. To be honest, like, it's too late at this point for them to have bad numbers.
Outside of McCutchen, I don't see myself playing anybody else.
Yep, absolutely not.
And we talked about the Dodgers. Granderson, is he good against high velocity or low velocity? I can never remember.
Hit one off Verlander today. So what is Verlander? High velocity?
He's kind of like 93, 94. Against right-handed pitching, that throws 96. He has a 361 ISO, 376 WOBA this season.
So that would be fast is the answer there.
Yeah, he needs 93 to 96. Anything over 96, he struggles. He's really good against two seamers, which Cole doesn't throw that very often, but it's something to note. All right, moving on to Boston at Cleveland. Eduardo Rodriguez against Michael Clevinger. 9.5 total here in Cleveland. Clevinger, the favorite here at -128. It's kind of a weird slate when you look at these two pitchers and you're kind of interested in both of them.
These are my two go-tos.
They're kind of set up that way today.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to throw out that first start, like that last outing against the Twins. It was a long relief effort after the rainout. I'm just going to throw that away and just kind of assume that was just kind of one of those things. But the K stuff was still there. He threw 60 pitches, so he should be able to go to his full 90 today. I just have to play him. You know, he's 6,500. He's been good this season. I know the Red Sox offense can get hot, but this is a park downgrade for them. And I just really like the both pitchers here. Like Eduardo's at 73. Like I thought he was broken. And he kind of came out in that Yankee start and showed that he wasn't broken. You know, that Cardinal start wasn't great, but that was a really bad matchup for him. The wind was blowing out that day. I kind of think if I'm playing today, these are the guys I'm rolling out.
Rodriguez also faced 8 righties in that Cardinals start. Like that's less than optimal.
Yeah, wind blowing out of Fenway facing 8 righties that all of them have power upside. Just like facing him for the second time too, like just wasn't a good spot.
Yeah, and you look at it like the walks have come back down, the strikeouts are up. You know, that's what we needed to see.
Yeah, exactly. So I just For me, it's I like these guys a lot today.
I'm with you. I think I like Clevinger a little bit more than I like Rodriguez because Clevinger's 6,500 and he's just going to open up anything that you want to do with your bats today. But if you're playing two, you know, you start going into these pitchers and you're like, am I playing Cole Hamels at LA? We already talked about not playing Garrett Cole. Zach Davies at San Francisco might be a little interesting. Like, you know, we just don't have – you don't have that lock button today. Alex Wood against Pittsburgh, a team that doesn't strike out a bunch. He's not throwing a lot of pitches. Like, you just don't have that lock. You got to kind of take a stand here on the slate.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm considering Tyler Skaggs. Like, it's just – it's not very pretty.
He might not pitch. We'll talk about that.
He is going to go. If you heard the typing, that's what I was looking up.
Okay.
But the listeners wondering why I was just frantically typing. It was
yeah, because I read something a little while ago that said they still didn't know if he was going to be back in time.
Oh, well, maybe that's possible. I just went to MLB.com and it said he will be removed from the bereavement list, but that's hello?
All right, we're good. Bats on the Boston side against Clevinger, anything?
Devers.
Guy's mashing.
You know, like when Clevinger gives up, his gives up a lot of power, 220 ISO and a lot of left-handed bats this year. Hi, I present the hottest lefty in the world, Rafael Devers.
Devers has 52 plate appearances since being called up against righties. He has a 383 ISO, 463 WOBA. Only a 17% K rate, and, you know, he's hitting everything hard. You know, this guy – will those numbers probably come down? Yeah, 383 ISO, 463 WOBA, those numbers are beyond elite. You know, the kid's young. Those numbers are going to come down, but he is good.
Remember a month ago when they were like, we're not going to promote Rafael Devers. He's not ready.
We laughed. The first podcast that you got called up, me and you laughed like, it's about time.
Hire some scouting department there, Dombrowski, will ya?
When you're a Boston homer, you just laugh at some of these things. All right. We're looking at the Cleveland bats. You know, Lindor, Bruce, and Jackson, the only three guys with ISOs over 200 against left-handed pitching this season. Anything that you like here?
If I was going to play something, it would probably be Bruce. You know, Erod has actually shown a little reverse split tendencies this year. And we know Bruce has power against lefties. Now, he swings and misses a ton. But, you know, I think that would be the place I'd go. But, again, like, when there's not many good pitching options and I love both these options, will I click his name? Probably not.
Yeah, you know, to kind of touch on that too, 250 ISO, a 47% fly ball rate against lefties this season. Rodriguez has a 40% fly ball rate against left-handed hitters. So, you know, if he hits it hard, both fly ball type tendencies here, you know, that could be a sneaky little tournament play.
Yeah.
The one guy that I wanted to point out is Lindor. He's really struggled from the left side of the plate this year, but he's actually been really good from the right side of the plate. He has a 387 wOBA, only a 12% K rate. Like, I've been fading him a lot more, you know, when he's batting lefty, but I've been playing him a lot when he's been batting righty.
I just think if I'm paying that much, I'm going in another direction.
Which is fair. That's definitely fair. All right, moving on. We got Arizona at New York taking on the Mets. We got Walker against Gesellman. 9 total here. Walker, a slight favorite at -129. This game kind of just – I don't know what to do with this game. I feel like this game might break the slate.
I was just going to say that.
It's just a weird game, right? I was just about
to say this game is going to break the slate.
It's a weird game.
I kind of think the Diamondbacks just go bananas in this spot.
We don't love them on the road, but, you know, they've gotten so much stronger adding JD. They got 5 strong guys now.
Gesellman has just not been good.
The only thing like to note about Gesellman is he's a ground ball guy. The numbers are terrible, but he's a ground ball guy. He still gives up home runs, but he's a ground ball guy.
It's just look at the power throughout this lineup. It's just man. Peralta, like, Pollock, Lamb, Goldie, JD, and it's just like
Yeah, you know, Peralta, 175 ISO, Pollock, 172, Lamb, 285, Goldschmidt, 291, JD Martinez, 286. Like, those are the bats that are going to drive in these top two guys that are not really, you know, you look at Peralta, 14% K rate, Pollock around 20. Like, they're getting on base, and these guys behind them are just, they're just mashing.
It's the line drive rates. Look at these line drive rates. 26, 34, 26, 27, 23, 29, 34. Like, that's a ton of line drives.
Yeah. I like this spot for them. Like, you know, I don't know how many teams will end
up
building.
It's not like I can easily go throw seven shutout innings and break the slate that way. I fully acknowledge that's in the range of outcomes, but I think this is, I think it's going to break the slate the other way.
Because, like, think about it. If this game was in Arizona, everybody would be stacking the Diamondbacks. Total would be a run and a half higher. Like,
yeah.
The question is, what do we do with Walker against a team that has kind of just shipped it in? Like, now even Granderson's gone. Like, it's really Conforto and Cespedes. They've called up all these young guys.
It's humid. The wind's blowing out to left. This really just depends how popular is Walker. How popular is he?
I don't know. I really don't know, because I don't know how many people are going to just play Wood. Like, I feel like that's going to be a thing today.
God, I hope so.
Just play Alex Wood because you're going to have the cap and you don't need it. Like, I don't know.
Has Walker always been a guy that just gets shelled by lefties? Because, like, even in this depressed state, the Mets still are pretty left-handed heavy.
Hold on. I can pull up.
I guess he's just been bad against everyone in his career.
Last two seasons, he has a 308 WOBA against lefties, which is actually lower than against righties. He just gives up a ton of power to lefties.
Yeah, it's all power. Like, 215 batting average to lefties. And 204. So it's actually reverse splits for average, but just gives up a gazillion home runs to lefties.
But, like, outside of Conforto, who's the home run power coming from?
Dom Smith.
Yeah, but he's not gotten off to a good start so far.
As Drupal is annoying, he hits home runs every time you don't want him to. He goes 0-for-4 every time you roster him, and he hits two home runs when you play the pitcher against him.
Yeah, like Nemo's not a power guy.
Finding Nemo would have a better chance of getting a hit than him.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think Walker is an interesting spot. You just got to kind of see what the lineup looks like. You got to kind of gauge ownership using projected ownership here. Like, yeah, you kind of just have to look at it.
Yeah, firmly on the fence on that one.
We talked about Arizona bats. Is there anything that you like from the Mets? Maybe Conforto? He's the power lefty.
I can see a case to be made to game stack it, because the game stack kind of just fits nice.
All right. Moving on, moving out. Seattle at Atlanta. Andrew Albers against Michael Fultonevich, 9.5 total, and it is a straight-up pick'em. 60% humidity, 85 degrees, wind blowing in, like, pick them.
You know, talk about game that can break the slate. All right, Fulty, you're going to strike out 12, or you're going to give up 5 home runs to these lefties? Can you let me know?
I am so terrible at trying to figure him out.
I am too.
Like,
a guy last year, by the way, we got right just about every time. And then this year in this new park, we've gotten him right about once. That's since he started. We got him right one time this year, and then we didn't even play him. Like, I mean, look, there are two outcomes here. Seattle hits 5 home runs off him, and they go off against the Braves' terrible bullpen, or Fulty strikes out 10. I don't see an in-between.
Do you want to hear the weirdest stat of the day?
Sure.
He's allowed 5 home runs at home and 14 on the road this season. For a guy that struggles against lefty bats.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. His K rates, his XFIP, everything is better at home.
Sample size? Like, is it just teams he's faced?
I don't know. We'd have to really – I really would have to dig into it. Let's see.
It's a 7-game slit.
Yeah, we have a few minutes. I'm sure the listeners want to hear this anyway. He faced Miami at home, Arizona at home, Milwaukee, Miami, Philly, Pittsburgh, very right-handed heavy, Toronto, very right-handed heavy, and then St. Louis, very right-handed heavy, and then Washington.
So just a lot of boom-bust lefties?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. He allowed a home run in the Miami game, the Milwaukee game, one in the Toronto game, and then two in the St. Louis game.
The St. Louis game was to the righties. I remember that because I rostered him that day.
I rostered him at St. Louis two starts ago, put my flag down, and he cost me a bunch of money.
Yeah, I joined you on that ship after trying to talk you off of it, and it was terrible.
Yeah, that lineup came out, and there was seven righties, and I'm like, I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah, I joined you. I showed you unity, and I'm done. Like, make your own decision, listeners. I can't give you advice. I don't know. The numbers suggest that you should play the Seattle stack, but I have exactly zero confidence in that.
You know what you really need to do? You really just need to pull up how Seattle is against sliders.
You know, I don't have that page up. Do you have it up?
Yeah. Because, like, that's what he – that's his strikeout pitch. That's his setup pitch. That's his bread and butter. Like,
I mean, we should note, too, we've liked, like, two stacks so far. Like, maybe three with Arizona. And realistically, there's not another one we're going to like the rest of the way. So we should probably look into this.
Cano has a 194 ISO, 372 wOBA against the fastball in that range. He uses his curveball against lefties, and Cano has a 242 ISO, 359 wOBA.
So he's going to destroy that.
Nelson Cruz. Fastball's in that range, 400 ISO, 392 wOBA. Sliders, 164 ISO, 336 wOBA. To be just so listeners know, Folty against righties, 58% of his pitches are either a fastball, four-seam, or two-seam against righties, and then 35% sliders. So he throws a ton of sliders. Who else? Seager, right?
And Alonso.
Yep. Let's see. Seager is 278 ISO against fastballs that range, 455 wOBA. And then curveballs, 257 wOBA, 185. So he would match the fastball.
Alonzo's the guy that's going to really determine this for me.
All right, well, here it is. Alonzo, fastballs in that range, 361 ISO, 474 wOBA. Curveballs, 154 ISO, 247 wOBA. So what we're seeing here is if Folty throws a ton of curveballs, he might be able to keep the ball in the ballpark. If he throws fastballs, these guys, he's just going to get destroyed.
Right. So we did all that, and we're right back to it's going to go either way.
Yeah. Awesome. Kinda, after doing that, I'll be fair. Like, I like the Seattle stack more than I would play Folty.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think
we can't keep running good in this ballpark. This ballpark was built for left-handed power hitters.
It was all for Freddie Freeman, and Seattle has, like, three guys that are basically Freddie Freeman in that lineup.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean, skill set-wise, not as good as. I meant skill set-wise, not let me rephrase that.
No, I'm just –
Yeah, no, skill set-wise. Like, they're similar left-handed – yeah, all right. It did not mean that they were as good as Freddie Freeman. Please do not take that out of context. Do not cut it. Do not take a two-second clip. Don't cut it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. all right, looking at Albers, he's a lefty. He's not very good lefty. In the minors this season, in AAA with the Braves, he has 120 innings. This is a revenge game, just so everybody knows.
Wait. I'm sorry. So you were right when you said with the Braves.
Right. This was one of the trades. I don't know how this happened. But yes, with the Braves and AAA this season, he has a 9% swinging strike rate, 23% K rate, 46% ground ball rate. WHIP is all normal. XFIP is all normal. You know, he's not been god awful. like instant revenge too.
The Braves finally got there for me yesterday. I kind of want to go back.
Yeah, but who do you play? Kurt Suzuki? Like
Tyler Flowers.
Would you be shocked if I said Suzuki had better numbers?
Okay, but Flowers has been really good himself.
They're both really good catchers against lefties. They're both terrible at throwing out runners, but we don't really have anybody to take advantage of that with.
Gene Segura, if you're playing the stack.
Yep, that's true.
I just kind of like the Braves right now. Like, there's a lot more upside in this lineup than, like, meets the eye. Like, Albie's, like, yeah, he's struggling, but he's also, like, 20, and he's also, like, a superstar prospect. You know, Phillips is Phillips, whatever. But he's actually been hot. Freeman, Kemp is good. Kemp is really good against lefties. You know, like, there's options here.
To make this a little easier for you, too, Albers has logged 84 big league innings between 2013 with the Twins, the Blue Jays, the Braves, the Mariners. He's logged 84 innings. He has a swinging strike rate of 6% and a K rate of 12.6%. Unless he changed something this offseason, like, he's just not good. Like, I just knew that he wasn't good just looking at the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a Braves team, too, that isn't exactly striking out a ton against left-handed pitching. Like, if you look at plate IQ, like, that Wayne Adams 10 advanced sample size is going to, like, skew the numbers. But, you know, you look at Phillips at 10%, you know, Freddie at 28% is way higher than I actually think he probably normally will be. Kep 17, Markakis 13, Kurt Suzuki 8%. So, like, this team doesn't actually strike out against left-handed pitchers. Don't be fooled by that 20% number that's getting kind of pushed up.
All right.
You weren't kidding about Kurt Suzuki versus lefties.
I told you. Small sample size, but he is mashing them.
Yeah. He makes Andrew McCutchen look weak.
He does. Andrew McCutchen has about 80 more at-bats, though. We'll see what Kurt is in 80 at-bats.
Not this good. Hot take.
I don't think that's a hot take. Minnesota at Chicago, taking on the White Sox. Dylan G. Against Carson Fulmer. So it's a late slate game. This is what we got. We got Carson Fulmer. He'll be making his first start of the season. He pitched a little bit last year. He had a 395 WOBA against righties, 364 WOBA against lefties. The K rate was around 18% total, a little bit higher against lefties. The ISO numbers were high against lefties and righties. The Sierra was high. Do I need to say more?
This is super limited sample size, though. This is a top-level prospect. Like, I'm certainly not going to be in the business of stacking against him here.
I want to fade this game, so if I'm playing today, I'm probably going to play on DraftKings.
Yeah, I have no interest in this game whatsoever. I think Carson Fulmer is a very good pitcher. Dylan G, on the other hand, is not a very good pitcher. But the White Sox lineup, it's like you can play Nicky Delmonico for, like, the day 35 in a row. Is he still cheap?
God, he still hasn't got a K rate going. He was an eighth overall pick in 2015, Carson Fulmer. He's just struggled to get his swinging strike rate and his K rate up in AAA. Did he get hurt in 2016?
Maybe. Delmonico's 2,900 over there on FanDuel, so, like, he's still a lock.
I hope everybody listened to me on Friday about him. He put up like 40-something points.
I played him against you, Darvish, in cash. It was a great decision.
He didn't play Darvish on Friday.
Yeah, he did.
On Friday? No, he didn't.
Who was the elite pitcher they faced? They faced an elite pitcher.
Hold on. Now you're making me look.
Who the hell was it?
I loved him on Friday. I forget who they played. Who did they pitch?
Super recent where I played him against my pitcher.
Oh, was it Cashner on Friday?
Maybe I'm thinking of Thursday then.
Yeah, he took Andrew Cashner deep, so it was Cashner.
Okay. Must have been Thursday.
I've been playing him a bunch. He's mad.
He faced an elite pitcher like in the last 5 days, and he hit two home runs off of him.
Because he's mashing. He's good.
The balls are so juiced. The guy had like 10 minor league home runs.
He has a 440 wOBA and a 133 ISO.
Man,
this game stinks. We're moving on. Sorry, listeners. That game sucks.
Okay, well, it was Wednesday. He hit two home runs twice now in the last 5 days.
Gary Sanchez 2.0, man.
Oh, Gary Sanchez.
I'm joking.
Oh, you're going to get some hate tweets.
I know. Like, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm on board this time, obviously.
Oh, man.
All right. Rangers, Angels. Rangers, Angels. Cole Hamels against Tyler Skaggs. 8.5 total. If Skaggs pitches here, like, I like this spot for him.
I love this spot for him.
Like, we love lefties against Texas, and we're getting them out of Texas going to L.A. Like, the weather is much cooler. It's 74. It's not 105. Like, I really like this spot for Skaggs.
Also, narrative street alert.
His grandfather, right? His grandfather passed away?
Grandfather or grandmother is on the bereavement list, so either way.
Yeah, got
full narrative street powers in his corner.
All right, I have to pull this up because if I remember correctly, Mike Trout just owns Cole Hamels.
Pretty sure that's accurate. Hold on, I have it. No.
Oh, it's the other way around.
Yeah, he's 2-for-13.
I can't play Cole Hamels. He just hasn't been good this year.
The problem is the steals. The team's going to run anytime they get anybody on.
That's so true.
Like Simmons, Calhoun, Trout, like this stack is sneaky because like it's not going to hit a ton of home runs, but when they get on, they're going to run.
Yep. Maybin. Another guy that can run.
That's the guy I was looking at. He's got some all right BVP as well.
Like Cole Hamels has a career low swinging strike rate at 8.4%. He has a career low strikeout rate at 15.7%. He has a career high contact rate at 82%. He has a career high hard contact rate at 37%. Like, do I need to say more?
Yeah, but how much of that was like when he was hurt?
He's at 4.87 Sierra, which is a career high as well.
Yeah.
Over the last month, he's limited right-handed hitters to a 207 wOBA and a 0.056 ISO. So take it for what you want to take it as. He still doesn't have the K rate, but he's been able to limit the damage a lot more. 64% ground ball rate over the last month.
Yeah, it's not exactly making me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
You're playing them for their upside on stealing. You're not playing them for the upside on home runs. You're probably playing them as one-offs.
Yeah.
We can talk Texas. There's nothing that excites me for Texas.
You can talk about Texas. I have no interest in talking about Texas.
Like, what do you play from Texas?
Napoli.
Joey Gallo every day?
If he homers off Skaggs, I quit.
Do you want me to read his stats against left-handed pitching this season?
I don't care. I don't care. Probably like all junk ballers that throw junk and like or groove a fastball over the middle of the plate. Like
he has a 44% K rate this season against lefties.
Oh. Normally when you do that, you're trying to get me to like see he's good.
Well, he has a 315 ISO, but he has a 44% K rate. This is Joey Gallo in a nutshell.
Yeah. Skaggs has been lights out against lefties like most of his career. Like,
yeah. I expect him to be very, very focused in this game.
It's a 7-game slate and I really don't like a ton. So if you like Texas, have at it.
The thing is, like, if you play, like, Skaggs and Clevenger, you can just play whatever the hell you want today.
It is kind of nice. It's like, I want to play you and Freddie Freeman and Mike Trout and
– just whatever you want.
It is kind of nice. Also, Texas is priced to the nose, too. We should mention that. Like, you're not getting one lick of a discount.
Good. Good job, DraftKings. Make me even fade him even more.
Nomar Mazara is $5,200.
Like, oh, Joey Gallo's day-to-day. What happened to my guy?
He saw Skaggs was pitching today. He's like, I need a day off.
He get hit in the face by something?
Looks like it.
Oh, man, that sucks. That's my guy. All right, let's go. Last game of the slate. Probably the biggest snooze fest of the slate. All right, we got Milwaukee at San Francisco, 8 total. Zach Davies, Christopher Stratton. Davies is a -118 favorite. CJ, wake me up when you're done talking about this game.
Do not play Zach Davies like people will try to talk you into today. Do not do it. It's Zach Davies. Stop it. He's not good at baseball. He's given up a 335 wOBA to righties, 328 to lefties. Stop it. He's not good. He's no swing strike ability. He's bad.
Yeah, he's a 470 Sierra this season.
Yeah. Like, I know it's in San Francisco, but that doesn't make up for just being terrible at pitching.
You're not getting a K rate. It's like around 15%. So there's just no upside.
And he's 8,400.
There's just better plays today.
Yeah. Like Chris Stratton, man, put up 35 points in his last start. I'm kidding, by the way.
You know, I actually don't hate him here. The Brewers, a strikeout-heavy team in that ballpark.
He's just going to give up some bomb. He's just going to give up bomb after bomb after bomb.
Well, that's like, the thing,
the
right?
The regression monster's coming. Like, he's not this good. He's terrible. Like, he was terrible in the bullpen. Then he went to the starting rotation. He's pitched 3 good starts in a row. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I don't know. I actually don't hate the spot for him.
He's 6,800. He's been in the 4Ks. I'm not paying, like, an extra.
But the thing is, like, price does not matter today. Who cares about price? What does price matter today?
I'm sorry, but, like, he's, like, the worst option in that tier. I would take Walker, Erod, Folty, Skaggs, and Clevinger all over him. Every single one.
I'm totally winning a tournament with Chris Stratton now.
Yeah, because you're going to build a hedge stack and the Brewers are going to hit 6 home runs.
Nope, I'm going to make one lineup on DraftKings today.
Well, guys, there's one lineup of overlay in this 200K four-seamer championship. One lineup down, another 58,000 to go.
Oh, there's a 4K streamer championship today? All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I play more than one lineup. I lied.
Yeah, I might just play 20 in that thing for shits and giggles.
Any bats from Milwaukee? No.
Yes.
Maybe. Who?
All of them. Because Stratton's not good.
All right. Well, if you're playing them, you're stacking them. I can agree with that.
Yeah, of course. You know, you look at all these power upsides. The projected ISO, the starting lineup, 220 this season with 6 of the 8 batters over 200 ISO, and Carlos and Domingo Santana, 191 right there as well. 353 wOBA. Very power-hitting friendly team here.
All right. Fair enough. Anything from the Giants?
This is a team that's going to single and double you to death. Brandon Crawford showed a little bit of life over the weekend.
There's the Giants' that. Projected starting lineup has a 132 ISO, which is 60 points lower than the next team.
I know, but they're better than that. Like, they're better than that.
They are, but they just haven't been this season.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I saw a flash from Brandon Crawford. I'm going to roll it out.
All right, fair enough. All right, did you send me a draft?
I did.
Because this slate's so awesome.
I got to get the score back to even as fast as possible.
No, I'm going to get you. I'm going to run a few games off on you here.
I'm feeling pretty good about where I'm at.
And I get first pick, too.
Oh, yeah, I'll have fun with that. Come on, Stevie, take your 10 Alex Wood points. I know you want to.
I really do want to.
Do it! Do it!
I'm trying to figure out what I'm giving up with the bats first.
The best option on the board, Stevie. You got to take them, man.
I am going to take him.
Good. The question is now, how much do I love? Yeah, I'm going to take my number one guy. I'm going to take Clevinger. And then
I was really hoping you went batter so I could get Clevinger and Wood. I would have felt a lot better about this draft.
Yeah, I just couldn't do that. I can let you get both. Now the question is, what bat am I going to take first? Couple good candidates here. One guy we didn't talk a whole lot about that's in a really, really good spot. Although I shouldn't have said that if I wanted him to slide. So I'm just going to take him.
We talked about him a ton. We love the Baltimore stack. What are you talking about? We didn't talk about him.
We talked about, we're like, we liked the whole stack. We weren't like Manny Machado is like this world, the world's best play. He's also priced like it for what it's worth. Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Jerk.
So I went.
I knew you were going to do that.
I went Goldie Lamb.
God, I knew you were going to do that too. That's why I almost took Lamb.
Yep. Damn it.
Now you're forcing me into another decision I don't want to make. I got two options here. I could take the Seattle stack with Alonzo Cano. Because we don't, again, like we assume that Cruz will play, but if it is an AL team in an NL park, we should note that. There's a chance
he'll play. I think he'll play right field.
I think he will, but it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, he did earlier this season, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I did in one of the games. He came out early every first chance he got. So, like, he's a guy that I won't play in this format. I could just
ball. And he's been straight mashing the baseball.
I could just take Cano here and Tim Beckham. I'm going to take Cano first. Because there's definitely no chance of letting Stevie get Robinson Cano in this spot. And then the question is, what do I do with this final spot? I could just let Stevie choose and actually get the pitcher I want. That's an option. I have a feeling that Stevie's just going to take Taiwan Walker on me, though, which I'm not really thrilled about letting him have. Torto in this format is such a freaking disaster waiting to happen. This is tough, all right? This slate isn't easy. I don't know what to do. Don't know what to do. Oh, wait a minute. I have the 4 p.m. pitchers. Wait a minute.
Oh, do you really want Carlos Rodon?
Kind of.
Or.
The problem is I won't know. Like, I don't know if they're going to play or not. But I do actually want him. God, I want Tyler Skaggs. But he's on the bereavement list. And if he doesn't play, I can't replace him.
You could replace him with Cole Hamels or somebody.
I don't know if it will let me. He's got the check mark, though, right? If he doesn't have the injury designation, I can swap him, right?
Pretty sure that when the starting lineup comes out, if he's not in it, then you can switch him. I've been able to do that before.
Yeah. Oh, I really want Skaggs.
But then you're getting Cole Hamels or Chris Stratton.
Why would I get them if I play Skaggs?
Because if he doesn't pitch, that's who you're going to swap to.
Oh, well, no, before that, right?
But you can't switch him until the lineup comes out.
That's true. But I think that means you're just trying to talk me off of him.
I'm not taking Skaggs.
I'll take Skaggs.
All right, fair enough.
You can have Taiwan Walker. Let's go, Mets.
I don't think I'm going to take Walker.
Ooh, now I'm intrigued to see who you take.
I'm going to look at it in a second. I've been sitting here trying to figure out if I want a three-man stack or not. Oh. They're on the road, too. I'm going to get 9 innings out of these guys. I'm going to get 4 at-bats at least out of all these guys.
That's true.
I've kind of already put my flag in with Arizona, too, against Gesellman. Oh, man. I really want Freeman, though. I'm going to take Freeman. And then as far as pitchers go, God, Walker is kind of the best option. Man, these pitchers.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, God.
Not easy.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Oh. It, baby. Oh, Stevie, what a gift from the gods.
It's coming.
Oh, my God. Coming. I'm going to give the listeners 10 more seconds to try to guess who Stevie took.
Oh, and it's coming.
Oh, my God, Stevie. Thank you very much.
I'm so excited about this now.
Oh, my God. What a gift from the gods.
Easiest win streak start ever.
Oh, now I get to play this really safe. I just got to, like, take the most cashy play option on the board. God, I got to decide who I would play in cash really quickly. I already took Cano. Who's the worst pitcher on the board that I don't have a piece of? I probably should just take Tim Beckham at this point. The guy just never gets out.
I thought you wanted Brandon Phillips. Isn't that like a cash game play? Isn't that guy like cash playable?
Yeah, right.
People talk about him being cash playable.
That's a cool story.
I'm just asking. Like,
I try to decide between Trout and Corey Seager is where I'm trying to decide between.
Like asking for a friend, that's all.
God, Corey Seager or Trout. Got a preference who you want to face?
Mike Trout's good at baseball. If I had to pick Corey Seager or Trout, I would pick Corey Seager 100 out of 100 times.
You're just trying to goat me into taking Mike Trout. I know where.
No, not at all. I don't ever want to face Mike Trout. Mike Trout's the best player in baseball.
He is the best player in baseball.
I'm not trying to goat you into anything. Like
I can't decide what I want to do. I just
straight up. I don't. What
I want to do is play Brian Dozier. That's what I really want to do.
So then play Brian Dozier.
But I don't know how this works on the app because it's like it says 7-10, and if that game gets rained out, like I don't know what's going to happen. I just don't know. That's my problem. Oh, wait, he's on the player pool twice. So I could take them on the game I want him on.
There you go. The early game. Against the lefty, batting leadoff.
No, but I want him against Dylan G.
don't we all?
I just noticed the players were in here twice in the player pool.
Oh, God. That's why the player pool was so big. I was wondering why it was so big.
Yeah, it's because all those players were in twice for each game, which now makes sense now that I think about it, but. Mike Trout gives me the late night hammer. Let's go with Mike Trout.
And just so listeners know, I said that I wouldn't take Skaggs with that third pitcher pick in a head-to-head. I would take Skaggs as that third pitcher in a head-to-head.
Yeah, if you had left him on the board, you would have gone there, right?
Yeah, just looking at like what the options I had available, like I misspoke for sure.
Yeah, you took Chris Stratton, by the way.
God. I did create Chris Stratton. We didn't tell anybody.
When he scores -3 points and I win by like two, you're going to just really.
I said, if I talk about a play and then I don't play him, then, you know, I'm an asshole.
Taking him over Eduardo Rodriguez in that spot is pretty egregious.
No, then I'm an asshole. Like, I'm talking about playing this guy. Like
in tournaments, not in, like a head-to-head.
Well, me beating you is like a tournament. Let's, you know, be honest. It's easy.
It is a long shot. That is a true story.
All right, let's play some Home Run Derby and get out of here. I went first on Tuesday last week, so you're up here.
JD Martinez.
JD Vito Martinez.
All righty. Maybe he'll hit the three home runs and your stack won't score any. I'll take Jonathan Scope then.
Taking my guy, man.
You shouldn't use the Vito.
All right, I'm going to take Ryan Healy.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to take Grandal.
Okay.
Much rather have Healy. And then I'm going to take Mancini.
Okay. I'm going to take a guy that I wish I had taken in the draft, but I'm going to hedge life against my team and go Rafael Devers.
All right.
And I'm going to take a conditional. Bellinger if he plays, and if he doesn't, Seager.
I'll give you that.
I want a Dodger lefty, and I couldn't get it in the stupid draft.
All right, and then I'm going to lock this thing up with Andrew McCutchen. And I'm going to mic drop. That is the end of the podcast for Monday.
Why didn't I leverage?
If you guys haven't checked out our sponsor, make sure you head on over there. Check them out. It is playdraft.com. It's /grinders for 100% deposit bonus up to $600. Check them out, guys. If you haven't checked them out, man, they're an awesome app, awesome company, run by a bunch of good people. So make sure you guys are checking them out. Siege, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
I can't believe I didn't leverage with McCutcheon in the draft versus Wood.
Oh, I am so, so happy you didn't, but that's going to do it.
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
God, I did, but I picked Wood, so I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it, and then you kept your mouth shut. Instead of,
I didn't say a word.
You were smart about that.
I used veto. It was all in plan.
I walked right into that trap. Here, use Ryan Healy, who I know that you think I love, then I'm just going to sneak McCutcheon on you in the last round.
I will be overweight on Ryan Healy today. If you have DraftKings or FanDuel incentives, my question for overweight player will be Ryan Healy.
God, my answer will be Andrew McCutcheon, I'm sure. God, Chip, when you think of that!
All right, we're going to get out of here. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow. Good luck in your contest tonight, and we'll see you then.
Hey, what's up, Roto Grinders? Chris Cimino here, and it's time for you to get an edge on your DFS competition with our daily ownership projections for DraftKings and FanDuel, available now to our premium subscribers. We're constantly evaluating our projections and updating all the way up through lineup lock to ensure you have the best possible information in crunch time. Our team covers NFL, NBA, MLB, and PGA for all main slate action. If you don't have this, you are missing out. Subscribe to Roto Grinders Premium today to get access to our premium ownership projections and to our award-winning premium content.